News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. The central government on Thursday said it has requested the United Kingdom to not consider fugitive businessman Vijay Mallya's asylum plea. Last month, Mallya lost his appeals in the UK Supreme Court against his extradition to India to face money laundering and fraud charges. "We have asked the UK not to consider Vijay Mallya's asylum plea if sent," said Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Anurag Srivastava in an online press briefing. India is in touch with the UK for his early extradition. Last week, a spokesperson in the UK High Commission had said a confidential legal issue meant Mallya is unlikely to be extradited anytime soon. "We cannot estimate how long this issue will take to resolve," a spokesperson of the British government had said. Under United Kingdom law, extradition cannot take place until it is resolved. "The issue is confidential and we cannot go into any detail. We cannot estimate how long this issue will take to resolve. We are seeking to deal with this as quickly as possible," the official had added. On May 21, the MEA had said India was in touch with the British government over Mallya's extradition after he exhausted all legal options against New Delhi's request to the UK to extradite him. The UK top court's decision marked a major setback to the 64-year-old businessman as it came weeks after he lost his High Court appeal in April against an extradition order to India. Mallya has been based in the UK since March 2016 and remains on bail on an extradition warrant executed 3 years ago by Scotland Yard on April 18, 2017. The High Court verdict in April upheld the 2018 ruling by Chief Magistrate Emma Arbuthnot at the end of a year-long extradition trial in December 2018 that the former Kingfisher Airlines boss had a case to answer in the Indian courts. In a conciliatory tone, India on Thursday said it deeply values its friendly ties with Nepal. In remarks that came ahead of a vote in Nepal's parliament on a new map of the Himalayan nation that strained ties between the two countries, Nepal's parliament is expected to vote on Saturday on the new map featuring new areas of Lipulekh, Kalapani and Limpiadhura along the border with India, notwithstanding a strong protest by New Delhi. India has been maintaining that these three areas belong to it. "We have already made our position clear on these issues. India deeply values its civilization, cultural and friendly relations with Nepal," spokesperson in the Ministry of External Affairs Anurag Srivastava said. Last month, India reacted angrily to Nepal showing the three areas as Nepalese territory in the new map and cautioned the country that saying such artificial enlargement of territorial claims will not be acceptable to it. "Our multifaceted bilateral partnership has expanded and diversified in the recent years with increased focus and enhanced Government of India's assistance on humanitarian development and connectivity projects in Nepal," Srivastava said at an online media briefing when asked about the issue. Earlier this week, the Nepalese parliament unanimously endorsed a proposal to consider a constitution amendment bill to pave the way for endorsing the new map. Nepal released the revised political and administrative map of the country, laying claim over the strategically key areas days after India inaugurated a strategically key road connecting the Lipulekh Pass with Dharchula in Uttarakhand. The ties between the two countries came under severe strain after Defence Minister Rajnath Singh inaugurated the 80-kilometer-long road on May 8. Nepal reacted sharply to the inauguration of the road, claiming that it passed through Nepalese territory. India rejected the claim, asserting that the road lies completely within its territory. In his comments on Thursday, Srivastava also spoke about how India has been reaching out to friendly neighboring countries, including Nepal. "India has extended all possible technical, medical and humanitarian assistance to Nepal. We have supplied about 25 tons of medical aid to Nepal, including paracetamol and hydroxychloroquine medicines, test kits and other medical supplies," he said. "Government of India has also ensured that there is no untoward disruption in trade and supply of essential goods to Nepal, despite the lockdown on both sides. India has also helped in repatriation of Nepalese nationals stranded abroad on humanitarian grounds," the MEA spokesperson added. And India has turned down a travel request for members of a US government panel seeking to review its religious freedom, saying such foreign agencies had no standing to assess the constitutional rights of citizens. Since taking power in 2014, the Indian government has faced criticism for attacks on Muslims, and the panel has called for the world's biggest democracy to be designated a country of particular concern, along with China, Iran, Russia, and Syria. The call by the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom was made in an April report urging sanctions against officials of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government, accusing it of excluding Muslims from a new citizenship law. Foreign Minister Subramaniam Jayashankar said the government firmly repudiated the surveys of the commission, which had little knowledge of the rights of Indian citizens, describing it as biased and prejudiced. "We have also denied visas to USCIRF teams that have sought to visit India in connection with issues related to religious freedom," he told a lawmaker from Modi's ruling group in a June 1 letter. The step was taken because the government saw no grounds for a foreign entity such as the USCIRF to pronounce on the state of Indian citizens' constitutionally protected rights, he added. Reuters has reviewed a copy of the letter to Nishikant Dubey, an MP, who had raised the issue of the panel's report in Parliament. The US Embassy in New Delhi referred all queries to the commission based in Washington, D.C., which was not immediately available to respond. The commission is a bipartisan US government advisory body that monitors religious freedom abroad and makes policy recommendations to the President, the Secretary of State, and Congress. However, these are not binding. India would not accept any foreign interference or judgment on matters related to its sovereignty, Jayashankar added. A day after audio and video clips of Shivraj Singh Chauhan admitting they toppled the state government on the instructions of the party high command went viral, the Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister on Thursday defended his stance, saying destroying sinners is a sacred act. "Destroying the sinners is a sacred act. Our religion says so, doesn't it?" tweeted Chauhan. A major controversy erupted in Madhya Pradesh after the clip went viral in which Chauhan can be heard saying the party high command had instructed them to remove the Congress government or it would have destroyed everything. He had also claimed it wasn't possible without Jyotiraditya Scindia and his aide Tulsiram Silawat. Congress leaders including Kamal Nath called it evidence that the BJP had dislodged them from power through a conspiracy and allurements. Earlier, BJP National General Secretary Kailash Vijayvargiya called the audio clip manufactured. He added that the clip was produced without using brains and there was nothing objectionable as our party undertakes all work after instructions from the party high command. Responding to the threat by the Congress of moving the Supreme Court and approaching the president on the matter, Vijayvargiya said they were free to go anywhere. "We are winning all the 24 assembly by-polls," said Vijayvargiya, adding that the Kamal Nath government in its 14-month tenure was exposed badly on issues such as sand mining, liquor, transfer, posting industry or deceit meted out to farmers, women and the public. Former Kamal Nath Minister Silawat, who found a mention in the Chauhan clip, also cleared his stance on Thursday. "We were asked to take to the streets and we did so," he said, referring to Nath's old statement in which he had responded to Scindia's threat of taking to the streets by saying, "Let them do so." And President Donald Trump on Wednesday said his administration will not even consider changing the name of any of the 10 Army bases that are named for Confederate Army officers. 2 days earlier, Defense Secretary Mark Esper indicated that he was open to a broad discussion of such changes. "These monumental and very powerful bases have become part of a great American heritage, a history of winning, victory and freedom," Trump wrote. "The United States of America trained and deployed our heroes on these hallowed grounds and won 2 world wars. Therefore, my administration will not even consider the renaming of these magnificent and fabled military installations." Name changes have not been proposed by the Army or the Pentagon, but on Monday, Esper and Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy indicated in response to questions from reporters that they were open to a bipartisan discussion of renaming bases such as Fort Bragg in North Carolina and Fort Benning in Georgia. Supporters of disassociating military bases from Confederate Army officers argue that they represent the racism and divisiveness of the Civil War era and glorify men who fought against the United States. To amplify Trump's view, his press secretary, Kayleigh McEnany, read his tweets to reporters in the White House briefing room. She said he is fervently opposed to changing the base names and believes that doing so would amount to complete disrespect for soldiers who trained there over the years. The possibility of renaming the bases, McEnany said, is an absolute non-starter for Trump. If Congress were to pass legislation requiring name changes, he would not sign it, she said. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.